Get up weekday morning with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.
Talking about the everyday household items that you've used in the past to entertain your kids, because toys can be expensive and kids can get bored of toys really, really quickly. 13 12 16 is the number to call. Christy is on the line. Christy, what have you used?
Well, I've got three kids under three, and I found that when they were younger, an upside down colander, and you can use uncooked spaghetti, and they like to thread it into the holes.
Oh, nice. Okay. It makes a mess too, but do you mind about that?
A little bit. No, well, it's easier than cooked spaghetti.
Well, that's true. And how many hours worth of entertainment did that give your kids?
Oh, look, they probably, I mean, attention span depending on their ages, but they'd sit there for a good 45 minutes just sticking things in the hole.
That's hilarious. And that's 45 minutes of peace and quiet. How good is that?
Have you
tried the toilet paper? Because my kids loved toilet paper.
Yes, but then they always also like putting it under the tap and putting it where toilet paper isn't fun for anyone.
Yeah. Another thing my kids would do is grab one end of the toilet paper and throw it into the toilet and then flush the toilet and see if they could make the whole roll go down. I don't recommend it. It's a waste of toilet paper. hey, thank you very much for the call, though.
No worries. Have a great day.
Will do. And now I've got Mia on the line. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. So what everyday item did you use to keep your kids entertained?
Well, you know the tiny teddy boxes they have?
Yes.
Well, I actually cut the cute characters out on that and made like a little memory game for my two-year-old.
Oh, nice.
So yeah.
It's actually helpful for them as well. Instead of just playing around with the box, it's educational.
Yeah that's it.
That's a great idea. Well done.
Thank you.
And now I've got Sally on the line. Sally, is it you that was entertained or have you got a smaller brother or sister?
It's me that was entertained, and I used to play with measuring cups.
Measuring cups?
And then I used to grab out pots and pans and use them as drums.
Of course you did, because that would have been loud and annoying for your parents.
Yep.
So you loved it, but what did the parents think?
Oh, they think it's very annoying.
Well done there. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Gap fillers. These are little tidbits of information, if you will, that would come in handy for any conversation you have during the day. Maybe there's a lull in the conversation at work. Maybe you're around a boardroom table before a meeting is just about to begin, and you want to throw these out just to equally inform and entertain people that are there with you. Could be just the person you're sitting next to at the bus stop, kind of thinking, yeah, let's go in for a chat. Let's throw one of these out there and see what they do. See if they start a conversation. I've got a few for you this morning. How about this one? The only part of your reflection you can lick is your tongue. Now, if you were in, say, a bathroom together with somebody and you threw that one out there, would you tempt them to give it a go? I probably would. Is it another gap filler? Security at every level of an airport is absolutely ridiculous. Until you get to baggage claim, then it's just you take whatever bag you want. It's really just a trust system. Trusting that somebody else doesn't pick up your bag. Just keep moving on. It's something else to throw into the conversation today. If there's a bit of a lull, there's actually no physical evidence that today is Tuesday. We all just have to trust that someone has kept count since the first Tuesday ever. I think my mind's blown. We're just taking somebody's word for it. If you've got a Star Wars fan that you want to sort of impress, in Star Wars lore, Wookiees have a 400-year lifespan, which basically means that Han Solo is basically like Chewbacca's third dog. I could go on, I won't. There's some gap fillers, something to throw in to the conversation today whenever there's a lull. I had not heard of the term microplastics before this morning, but microplastics, quite simply, tiny little pieces of plastic. Now, We wouldn't normally intentionally consume a piece of plastic unless we'd lost a bet and that was riding on it. But as it turns out, we may be, because these microplastics are turning up in everyday food items. And the most recent report says that microplastics are turning up in salt. In fact, over 90% of salts may contain microplastics. And it's basically because the world is so polluted these days. There's plastic everywhere. Plastic gets ground up in the process of making certain foods like salt. And these microplastics end up in salt. And we end up ingesting microplastics. It's quite worrying, really. Now, this is a worldwide study, and they found out that there are a whole bunch of different sea salt brands, or salt in general brands, from six different continents that may contain microplastics, which is astounding. And when you hear that, you kind of think to yourself, oh, well, that's okay. It's salt. Salt, you know, is not necessarily the healthiest thing for you. It's okay in small doses, but too much salt, bad for you, so I'll just cut salt out of my diet, and therefore I'm cutting microplastics out of my diet as well. And I thought the same too, until I read on, and apparently these microplastics are also turning up in beer. Now, when I heard that, I thought to myself, well, okay, I'm just going to have to live with microplastics. I'm sure microplastics are fine. You know what? I'm always intrigued at how other people are making money, how other people are getting stuff done, because I'm clearly not. Well, if you've ever wanted to own your own French chateau or castle, you can't. For a mere $81, you can own a share in a fairy tale castle in the French countryside. It's actually a chateau in the western region of France, and they are offering up shares in the crumbling landmark to raise funds to rebuild it. So they've organized a startup. It's called Adopt a Chateau, and the project gives investors a say on how the castle is actually rebuilt. It's only going to cost you $81 for a share. Of course, you can buy more shares if you really want to. Those investing will earn the bragging rights of being an unofficial French lord. So there's no paperwork, essentially. They just want your money. Slight snag, though. Everybody that wants to invest, you also need to participate. You've got to go and give them a hand and help them restore the castle. So you're paying $81 for a share of the castle. You can't stay in the castle, but you can go and fix the castle up. And then after that is done, you can stand back from the other side of the gates probably and have a look at the castle and go, you know what, my $81 and my hard-earned labor, fix that castle up. So there's a win. And you know what? They've done it before, and they had 27,910 internet users from 115 countries that came together back in December of last year and fixed up a different castle, a different chateau, if you will. I think it's a great idea. And you know what? If you don't want to go to France, you don't want to fix up that castle, I've heard of another one that's a little closer. It's called Chateau de Hamish. Less a castle, more a shack. Probably should call it Chateau de Hamish. It needs a lot of work. All it is $100 for your investment and a bit of hard work on your behalf. That'd be nice. Same again. Once it's done, you can stand back from the other side of the fence and have a look and admire. Any takers? Anyone? Nope. That's disappointing.
Get up weekday morning with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.